Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Wednesday morning to you. It is 8:11, 49 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
We always love our listeners on AM 1340, the OGs, we like to call them, the originals. Also, those listening on the free WRHI app. Download that app today and you can take us on the go. And if you're watching us on Caporium Cable Channel 103 as well as Facebook Live, good morning to you there. If you are a person who goes to the hospital and you hate waiting on the phone for hours, or if you get a bill from your medical provider and it looks like you need to have a translator to help you through that process, you're in luck because we have Rachel Nash joining us, and you are a board-certified patient advocate.
Yes, I am.
And good morning to you, Rachel. Thanks for coming on.
Good morning. And thank you for having me. Thank you.
No problem.
So we gave two examples, and those are the examples that you were sharing with us a few minutes ago. So kind of take either one of us as like if we were your patient, I guess, or if we came to you, how do you help someone like myself or Ashley or any of our listeners if they go to the doctor? Like, how do you navigate that landscape for them?
Well, first of all, my services are white glove. So I don't have, crazy as it sounds, I don't have office hours because our health does not have office hours. So I get to know you, what your health issues are, and then I start to look to see how we can piece it together. It's very much like a puzzle. And I have the time to sit on hold for 3 hours, 5 hours, whatever it takes, misinformation, good information, finding that right person, talking to the insurance company and, you know, asking them how I can help them because that seems to work. So I can help people get the services that they need.
Boy, it's a complicated industry, healthcare, and I know we could be here forever discussing that. But I guess thank goodness there are people like yourself to kind of translate everything that's going on with our bodies. And what you were telling us, you also help people to know what to say to their doctors to kind of help them, right, get the best care that they need. Because the doctors and nurses are giving the care that they can give, but they're, you know, if you can help us, give us tools on questions to ask, better questions to ask, it might help with our diagnosis faster.
Right. And that is very true. We get about 10 to 15 minutes with our doctors. So it's very important to go in there and ask the right questions. And there's something called a teach back method where doctors can educate as well as when they're explaining something. So I'm there also to facilitate that. I can write down questions for people to ask so they really understand. Because a lot of times we leave the doctor and we just don't understand what the diagnoses mean, what the medications we're taking. There's something called medication reconciliation. So if you're leaving the hospital and you have different doctors, you have to know that the medications that you're taking are not conflicting, because sometimes the doctors are not always talking because the systems are extremely busy. So I can come in and make sure that those things aren't happening.
How did you get into this? Like what inspired you to enter this line of work?
You know, I really think that it's everything that's ever happened to me and everything that I've ever done. I was a very sick child with Graves' disease at the age of 2. My mother went to the pediatrician, and the pediatrician said, "You're overreacting, Bonnie. You are absolutely overreacting. There is no way, no how." She read it out of a Better Garden Home magazine, because back then there weren't internet. There wasn't the internet. So time went on, and I was developmentally delayed. I had a host of issues, a host of learning issues. And I was also very sick. So my parents took me to Johns Hopkins in Baltimore. And sure enough, she was absolutely right. So there was something to be said there. And fortunately, this thing still happens. You know, we get told that we're overreacting. You know, it takes time. Medical workups are really important. without, you know, just putting Band-Aids on our health. Because of that one illness that I had a host of other issues. But you know what? I wouldn't change it for the world. I really wouldn't, because I was meant to be an advocate. I do want to give a shout out to NAMI. NAMI, the National Alliance of Mental Illness. I do volunteer work there, and it's a very important organization, as I'm someone also who has not overcome, but works through mental health issues. And that's another thing that I do, is I help people navigate that system. Mm. That system is extremely tricky, but it can be done. Mm. It just takes time. If I could, I also want to give a shout out. I'm a new startup business to the Gravity Center here in Rock Hill. They've been magnificent with giving me that business advice as a new business person, because my wheelhouse is advocacy and people.
Well, thank goodness for folks like yourself. And sorry you had to go through that at such a young age, but you became knowledgeable of the system. So that's why, to your point, you feel like you can relate to people because you understand the lingo and you understand waiting and you understand the bills. I mean, for folks who don't go to the doctor's office often, it is overwhelming. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'd like to think I'm in control of my health, but when I get a bill and every bill I get says, this is not a bill, this is not a bill, this is not a bill. Then you get one that says, here's what you have to pay. And you're like,
and it's past due.
Yeah. You're like, what?
Right.
Like, what am I missing here? Like, why does there need to be so many steps?
So who would be your perfect client or your potential customer per se? Like, who are you looking to help?
My target market?
Yes.
You know, and that's always a question I get, and that is anyone dealing with the healthcare system.
Okay.
It could be young as 7. It could be as old as 99, you know, and it's interesting because the clients that I serve a veteran, I serve younger, you know, children, mm-hmm. parents that have children with special needs that are trying to navigate through that system. Mental health. Most of my clients are dealing with mental health related issues and are struggling to get the help. And, you know, parents will come to me and will say, you know, I'm afraid that my, you know, adult child, they're going to fall through the cracks. Mm. Please, please help. There's never a guarantee. There's never a guarantee. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of hard work and there's a lot of care that goes into that. And there's something to be said for that. Mm-hmm. Someone calls me, I call them back. Someone texts me, I text them back right away. And that's important because people need to know that they are cared for.
Mm-hmm. So how do the folks get in touch with you, Rachel? I see an email address here on your business card. So it's just nashadvocacy@gmail.com.
Yes.
So that's probably the best way of doing so. All right. Well, write down the name. Remember the name, Rachel Nash. She is a board-certified patient advocate helping you when you need to speak maybe to a health provider. She will wait on the phone for you. She will help maybe translate those bills and everything else thrown at us. And to your point, our health is one of the most important things we have going on with our bodies, the mental and physical health as well. And we appreciate there are folks out there like you helping to translate all the jargon for us.